ललिता सहस्रनाम 149 नित्यबोध शी हु इज फॉर एवर नॉलेज सरस्वती नमस्तुभ्यं वरदे कामरूपिणी विद्यारंभं करिष्यामि सिद्धिर् भवतु मे सदा ओ गॉडेस सरस्वती माय हंबल प्रोस्ट्रेशंस अंटु यू Who is the fulfiller of all wishes? I start my duties with thy worship and always pray for success. The birth of Saraswati. In the beginning, there was chaos. Everything existed in a formless fluid state. How do I bring order to this disorder? Wondered Brahma. The creator. With knowledge, said Devi. Heralded by peacock, sacred books in one hand, and a veena in the other, dressed in white, Devi emerged from Brahma's mouth, riding a swan as the goddess. She is generally shown to have four arms, which represent the four aspects of human personality in learning: mind, intellect, alertness, and ego. Alternatively, these four arms also represent the four Vedas, the sacred books of Hindus. She is shown to hold the following in her four hands. In the first hand, a pustaka representing the universal, divine, eternal and true knowledge, as well as her perfection of the sciences and the scriptures. In the second hand, a akshamala representing the power of meditation and spirituality. In the third hand, a kamandalu representing creative and purificatory powers, or the smooth flow of knowledge like water stored in a pot. In the fourth hand, a musical instrument, the veena, that represents her perfection of all arts and sciences. The vahana is a white swan, is often located next to her feet. Swan in Sanskrit is called Hamsa. Hence, Goddess Saraswati is also referred to as Hamsavahini. It is said that if the sacred swan offered a mixture of milk and water, he will drink only the milk. Thus, the swan symbolizes discrimination between the good and the bad, or the eternal and the evanescent. The swan and her association with the lotus flower also point to her ancient origin. Sometimes a peacock is shown beside the goddess. The peacock represents arrogance and pride over its beauty, and by having a peacock as her mount, the goddess teaches not to be concerned with external appearance and to be wise regarding the eternal truth. Knowledge helps man find possibilities where once he saw problems, said the goddess. Under her tutelage, Brahma acquired the ability to sense, think, comprehend, and communicate. He began looking upon chaos with eyes of wisdom and thus saw the beautiful potential that lay therein. Brahma discovered the melody of mantras in the cacophony of chaos. In his joy, he named Saraswati Vagdevi, goddess of speech and sound. The sound of mantras filled the universe with vital energy or prana. Things began to take shape and the cosmos acquired a structure. The sky, dotted with stars, rose to form the heavens. The sea sank into the abyss below. The earth stood in between. Gods became lords of the celestial spheres. Demons ruled the nether regions. Humans walked on earth. The sun rose and set. The moon waxed and waned. The tide flowed and ebbed. Seasons changed. Seeds germinated. Plants bloomed and withered. Animals migrated and reproduced as randomness gave way to the rhythm of life. Brahma thus became the creator of the world with Saraswati as his wisdom. It was the first being to come into Brahma's world. Brahma began to look upon her with eyes of desire. She turned away saying, "All I offer must be used to elevate the spirit and not indulge the senses." Brahma could not control his amorous thoughts and his infatuation for the lovely goddess grew. He continued to stare at her. He gave himself four heads facing every direction so that he could always be able to feast on and his eyes on her beauty. Saraswati then changed into a mare. Brahma gave chase as a horse. Every time Saraswati turned into a bird or a beast, he followed her as the corresponding male equivalent. No matter how hard Brahma tried, he could not catch Saraswati in any of her forms. The goddess with multiple forms came to be known as the Shatrurupa. She personified material reality, alluring yet fleeting. Angered by his display of unbridled passion, Saraswati cursed Brahma. "You have filled the world with longing that is the seed of unhappiness. You have fettered the soul in the flesh. You are not worthy of reverence. May there be hardly any temple or festival in your name." So it came to pass that there are only two temples of Brahma in India, one at Pushkar, Rajasthan, and the other in Kumbakonam, Tamil Nadu. Undaunted by the curse, Brahma continued to cast his lustful looks upon Saraswati. He gave himself a fifth head to enhance his gaze. Brahma's action, motivated by desire, confined consciousness and excited the ego. It disturbed the serenity of the cosmos and roused Shiva, the supreme ascetic, from his meditation. Shiva opened his eyes, sensed Saraswati's discomfort, and in a fit of rage, turned into Bhairava, the lord of terror. His eyes were red, his growl menacing. He lunged forward Brahma and with his sharp claws wrenched off Brahma's fifth head. The violence subdued Brahma's passion. Brahma's cut head seared through Bhairava's flesh and clung to his hand, sapping them of all his strength and driving him mad. The lord of terror ranted and raved, losing control of his senses. Saraswati, pleased with Bhairava's timely action, rushed to his rescue. With a gentle touch, she nursed him like a child, restoring his sanity. Brahma, sobered by this encounter with the lord of terror, sought an escape from the maze of his own desire. Saraswati revealed to him the doctrine for his own liberation. Brahma sought to conduct a yajna, fire sacrifice, to cleanse himself and start anew. In order to conduct a yajna ritual, the assistance of a wife is needed. Brahma chose Saraswati to be his wife, and thus they were reconciled. The Gandharvas were demigods who sprang from the fragrance of flowers. Once they stole the soma plant, whose sap was much sought after by the devas. The theft of the soma infuriated all the gods. Saraswati promised to recover the soma plant. She went to the garden of the Gandharvas and with her veena created enchanting tunes, the ragas and the raginis. "Give us this music," begged the Gandharvas. "Only if you give back the soma plant to the devas," said the goddess. The Gandharvas returned the soma plant and learned how to play music from Saraswati. In time, they became celestial musicians whose melodies had more power to rouse the mind than any intoxicant. A demon practiced many austerities to appease Brahma. The demon sought to conquer the three worlds, and the gods feared that he may ask a boon that would make him invincible. The gods sought the help of the goddess Saraswati. The goddess sat on the tongue of the demon so that when it was time to ask for a boon, all he could say was, "I would like to never stay awake." "So be it," said Brahma. As a result, the demon wanted to conquer the three worlds, ended up going to sleep forever. Saraswati, Lakshmi and Brahma had an argument of who was the better one. Brahma created the universe with the help of Saraswati. Brahma was the guardian of the cosmos. He too needed Saraswati's support to sustain the cosmos. Using her knowledge, he instituted and maintained Dharma, sacred laws that ensures stability and growth in society. Brahma also needed the help of Lakshmi, goddess of wealth, who gave him the where to do to ensure cosmic order. The question arose, who did Brahma need more, Lakshmi or Saraswati, wealth or knowledge? The goddesses argued. "Knowledge does not fill an empty stomach," said Saraswati. "Wealth keeps man alive but gives no meaning to life," said Lakshmi. "I need both knowledge and wealth to sustain the cosmos. Without knowledge, I cannot plan. Without wealth, I cannot implement a plan. Wealth sustains life. The art gives value to life. Thus, both Lakshmi and Saraswati are needed to live a full life. Saraswati saves the world from Shiva's third eye and the beast of doom." Shiva was woken from his meditation and looked around to discover a world on the brink of corruption and being unsalvageable. Shiva decided it was time to wipe the slate clean. Shiva, the destroyer, opened his world, destroying third eye, attempting to destroy the three worlds. Out came a terrible fire that threatened all existence. There was panic everywhere. Only Saraswati remained calm. Shiva's fire burns only that which is impure and corrupt. She took the form of a river and with her pure water picked up the dreaded fire from Shiva's third eye. Within the folds of her water, she carried the fire far away from earth to the bottom of the sea, where it transformed into a fire-breathing mare called Badavagini, the beast of doom. So long as the world is pure and man wise, the terrible creature will remain on the bottom of the sea. When wisdom is abandoned and man corrupts the world, Badavagini will emerge and destroy the universe, foretold the wise goddess. In the Rig Veda, Saraswati is credited, in association with Indra, with killing the serpent in being Vritasura, a demon which hoarded all of the earth's water and so represents drought, darkness and chaos. She is often seen as equivalent to the Vedic goddesses such as the Vak, Savitri and Gayatri. Saraswati represents intelligence, consciousness, cosmic knowledge, creativity, education, enlightenment, music, the arts and power. She is not only worshipped for secular knowledge but for the true divine knowledge essential to achieve moksha. She is also referred to as Shonapunya, a Sanskrit word meaning one purified of blood. In some Puranas, like the Skanda Purana, she is associated with Shiva and in some Tantras with Ganesha. Saraswati gives the essence of oneself. She provides us with the mundane and spiritual knowledge of our lives. She is a representation of the science of life or the Vedanta, which attempts to unravel the essentials of human existence and the universe concealed within. She points to the ultimate aim of human life, which is to realize the true nature of the self, even if it requires an enormous amount of determination, perseverance, and patience. The knowledge that Saraswati renders through continual worship, devotion, and discipline is one of the integral vision in which both temporal and spiritual levels of study are meditated upon, practiced, and developed. She is the impeller of true sweet speech. She is a creative process with the symbol Om. She is a potent quality of sound. There is a Triveni Sangamam within our subtle body. There is a Triveni at the spot between our eyebrows, the Agna Chakra, which is the actual Prayaga. He whose mind passes through this chakra becomes one with Absolute. The three vital nadis concur at this point, Inda, Pingala and Sukshma. Normally, people breathe through Ida or Pingala, the left or the right nostril, but the perfect yogins breathe through the Sukshma, which cannot be perceived by others. Sukshma is Saraswati, who is Antas Salilya, whereas the other two are Yamuna and Ganga respectively. Goddess Saraswati is seen in the other religions as well. In Jainism, Saraswati has been given many titles: a dispeller of darkness and ignorance, the remover of infatuations, the destroyer of miseries and the bestower of knowledge. In Jainism, she also stands as a symbol of purity. In Buddhism, in early Buddhist mandals, various divinities were depicted of Mahayana Buddhism. In those early Buddhist mandalas, Saraswati is located in the southwest of the innermost circle between Brahma and Vishnu. symbolizing her close connection with these two deities. In Buddhism, Saraswati is the bestower of knowledge, intelligence and memory, and she confers wisdom and learning upon her worshippers. She possesses many forms within Buddhism, including Vajra Saraswati, Vajrana Saraswati, Vajra Sarata, and Mahasaraswati. During a period of tantric dominance within Buddhism, many of the Mahayana Buddhism and Mahamayana Buddhist texts were transmitted through the Himalayan passes to Nepal, Tibet, Java, China, and eventually Japan. Saraswati is seen in many different forms. The Mahasaraswati is the presiding goddess of the final episode of Devi Mahamatya. Here, she is a part of the trinity of Mahakali, Mahalakshmi and Mahasaraswati. She is depicted as eight-armed. Mahasaraswati destroys Sumba and other Asuras. The next one is Mahaneel Saraswati. Mahaneel Saraswati or Neel Saraswati is another form of Mahavidya, Tara, or Ugra Tara or Ugra Jata. This form is mainly associated and has a mixture of the Mahayana and the Vajrayana sect of Buddhism. Goddess Tara is said to be a Vak Siddhi Pradyani. Matangi or Mahavidya has a dark emerald complexion and has three eyes holding the veena and is another tantric form of the goddess Saraswati. The goddess Meenakshi at Madurai is worshipped as Matangi. Sarve Jana Shukino Bhavantu.